Good morning to you, Pastor Clark here, coming to you live and direct once again from on the road. Welcome once again to another episode here, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. And I don't have a studio, so the studio is my wife's Tesla. Not a bad setup. Got a couple of things back here. Have my son's Christmas present and a gift provided by servants of the Lord Most High. And so looking forward to being able to install it and have it set up inside the house with installers coming by the house to see it this week. My friends, I can't wait for this weekend. We're going to talk about it. Let me give you some time to come and be part of the broadcast. We're going to do something a little different. I'm using my phone to broadcast live, and I have a couple of new promos that I want to be able to share with you, and we'll put those promos on here in just a little bit. But I just want to thank you guys for being with me here on the broadcast and give you some time for everybody to pop in here from all the different social media platforms. After this, I'm going to do my TikTok. I haven't done that in a while. I promised them that I was going to try to do the best I can to get on every day, Monday through Friday. I've already failed them. I failed them Monday. I failed them Tuesday. Is today Tuesday or Wednesday? I'm losing track of the days. I think it's Tuesday. Somebody please tell me what day it is today. Glory to God. Well, welcome. It's a little later in the day than or in the morning that I typically do my broadcast. And so for those of you that are home, hopefully you can watch the broadcast. If you're in the office and you're working, just put your headsets on. If you don't have a headset, you let me know. I'll send you some TVer headsets for $49 and make sure that you get them. And you can wear them and put them on and have them with you throughout the day. And then you can just listen to the podcast or listen to the broadcast through your earpieces, and you can continue around broadcasting. So when you get a chance, let me know if you need any earbuds. I'll make sure I get them to you. Hey, so just want to start the day off. We're going to get into a little word of encouragement here in a little bit. But I want to share with you what we're doing starting January. We're going to start our Daniel fast. I don't want you to miss out on our Daniel fast. Every single year, 21 days, we fast and pray. We go before the Lord. We ask him to be with us and connect with us. And so we have more information that we're going to share with you. But I want to play this little video that I believe will be a blessing to you, and we'll get a chance to
connect. This January, Center Church will be doing our annual Daniel fast. Start the year with a fresh diet and a fresh chapter with the Lord. The Daniel fast is a partial fast that consists of only fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and water, and lasts for 21 days. That means we set aside foods such as meat, dairy, sugar, refined grains, leavening agents, solid fats, caffeine, and alcohol as a sacrifice and an act of worship. This is a great opportunity for making us especially receptive to what God wants us to hear. Join us from January 1st to the 21st and see what God has in store for you. Scan the QR code for text updates and more information.
So we have it set up to where you can log in and participate through a QR code. And when you register it via the QR code, we're going to send you recipes, updates, information, also encouragement, words of encouragement to be able to encourage you every single day. We want to make sure that we give you the opportunity to walk through the Daniel fast properly. We want everybody to know what the Lord is doing inside your life, give you an opportunity to set the pace for the Daniel fast. That's January the 1st, at the beginning of the year, which is this Monday. So it's just right around the corner. I'll share with you a little bit on this broadcast about what a Daniel fast here is in just a little bit. We're reading from Proverbs chapter 27. This is our proverb of the day. It says, "Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips." Don't talk about yourself. Let others talk about you. And someone said, "Well, if I don't talk about myself, then who will?" Well, how about doing something? Doing something that's worth talking about. Do a project, a work, what have you. and you watch how God will provide people, provide you with someone that will talk well about you and talk with you and be able to spend some time with you. And so today's proverb is basically, don't talk about yourself. Let other people talk about you. And I've often said this, I can sell another person better than I can sell myself. Now, what does that mean? A person who has a product or a project or something that they have to get sold, they need to hire somebody to talk about it. If they try to sell it themselves, if it's just their own product, it's very difficult to be able to sell your own product. And so when you hire somebody to walk with you, to talk with you, to take care of things for you, you pull together a team of people, they can go out and get it done. Jesus made this statement. He says, greater things shall you do when I go away than if he stayed. He says that we're going to do greater works than he could have ever done. Why? Because we're going to be lifting him up. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men onto me. So he even recognized and be able to expose to us the importance of being able to talk about him, not talk about ourselves, but talk about him. And when we talk about him, he's lifted up. He draws all men onto us. And so I think the key thing about today's verse is let people talk about you. If they're going to talk good about you, let them talk good. If they're going to talk bad about you, just let them talk bad about you. I've learned, don't chase the naysayers. Don't chase them. If you do, you're reacting. I've learned how to act, not react. I have to act on my thoughts and act on my goals and act on my ambitions and don't react on them. And sometimes we find ourselves reacting on things and somebody spreads a gossip about us or says something they shouldn't say about us. You know, we have to learn not to fight that. Well, the world is always going to try to make you look bad. They're always going to try to do that. So don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Just don't sweat it. Just work through it. And you watch what God will do. He'll take care of you. I went through a huge challenge. There was a horrific rumor spread about a dear loved one of mine at their passing. And I knew the truth. And many people asked me, he says, why don't you go and tell everybody, go to the news and tell everybody what the truth was. And I wasn't going to do that. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to react. I just wanted to act. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people were coming to the salvation knowledge of Jesus Christ. Had I reacted, it could have destroyed the entire ministry. Instead, I chose to act. I ignored the rumor. I let the rumor it was not part of my resume. And it was sad. People were saying, some people believing. But had I given it life, I would have, that rumor probably still be alive today. And it's not, it's dead. The person who started the rumor died in a head-on collision in front of her office. Another one who started the rumor died of a heart attack. The two main reporters who talked about and started this ridiculous rumor, they ended up suffering a horrific death. One of them through a head-on collision in front of her office, and the other one died of a heart attack. And those that started the rumor, those two that started the rumor don't even exist. Sad to say. Sad, sad. But God defends you better than you can defend yourself. Let people talk about you. Good or bad, they're going to talk whatever they're going to talk. But you stay focused on what is true. You stay focused on the things of God. You stay focused on the word of God. You stay focused on what he's given you to do. If you can stay focused on that, then don't worry about it. Don't stress it. People will talk bad about you, and you don't have to fight over it. Amen? Hopefully this blesses you. Amen. All right, I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm still going to be here on the broadcast, but I want to get your day started because some of y'all, I know it's a late start, so I want to make sure that you're all set. Then I'm going to talk to you about the Daniel fast. We're going to talk in detail about what Daniel fast is and make sure that we set the pace for today, okay? Father, I pray for my friends right now. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And that you bring peace to the area and the community in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, I ask you right now that my friends are covered by your precious blood. And you put angels around and about them. Give them wisdom, insight, and joy. Allow them to be covered with your armor. That they're protected by your shield, your sword, your helmet, your breastplate, your belt and your shoes. Let them be protected by every part of your arsenal. And Lord, we thank you that your word is alive inside us and your word continues to grow wherever we go. Your word continues to do things that are great inside our life. Father, open up opportunities and doors. Allow us to be able to prosper like never before. And Father, we begin to pray for 2024 and what you have instilled for us to do, that we'll fulfill it. Lord, give my friends peace. Give them joy that they'll be able to walk throughout your presence. Everywhere they go, they have your presence with you, with them. And Lord, we give you praise for this right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, why don't you hit amen down below? Let me know that the Lord, that you're here with me. I'm going to recognize a few of you. Carlos, God bless you. Thank you for being with me. That's right. Always wanting to protect. God always wants to protect you. That's so true. Cedric, Electric Cedric. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Cedric in Jesus' name to the throne. Thank you for praying with us, Cedric. And everybody else who prayed, come on, say something down below. And we can add you to our list here and we'll pray for you. Hey, I have on the scroll down below to remember to download from the app store, the application TViewer, T-V-U-E-R, so you can see King Jesus Television. We have some friends that have connected with King Jesus TV. When you download the TViewer app, there's going to be a request for a subscription of $10, a little under $10, $9.95 or $9.99, whatever it is. It's a subscription that helps us support the ministry and be able to grow. And if you can do it for Netflix and Hulu and all these others, you need to do it for this one. This is the way the broadcast or this medium that God has guided us to build will prosper and grow. Do you want to see it grow? Become a subscriber, enjoy the content and the programming that's there, and we'll believe that it'll be fantastic. I want you to watch this short 30-second video I have prepared that my team put together for us. And on this promotion, I want to encourage you to download the app on your app store. Okay, watch this video and I'll be right back.
Introducing TViewer, your go-to streaming platform that brings high quality and family-friendly entertainment to your home. Watch live streams, teachings from TViewer founder Pastor Clark Ortiz, and much more. For just $9.99 a month, you'll get access to everything TViewer has to offer. Never miss a moment. Download the TViewer app now and start streaming whether you're at home or on the go. TViewer, one place, one focus, one simple solution.
That's right. One place, one focus, and one simple solution. TViewer. So remember to go to the app store and look up TViewer, and which is TViewer. I created this word TViewer as a TV, and we want you to be able to view TV. The new space of watching television is no longer just in your living room. It's on the tablet that's in your hands. It's in your screen. My wife and I, charging up the Tesla, we're able to watch these contents, these programs. It's on your tablet, your computer, in your office. Now on your watch. And soon we're going to be working on our virtual glasses that you'll be able to download TViewer and have it there. Now, if you become a subscriber to TViewer, whatever platform you go to, just put your username and password and it follows you wherever you go. You can have it on your phone. You can have it on your computer. You can have it on your Roku set-top box, your Apple TV or Fire Stick. You can have it there and just put your username, your password, and you'll be able to take TViewer everywhere you go. Amen. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the Daniel fast. My team put together, it's about a 53-second promo about the Daniel fast. I want you to watch this little video, and then I'm going to be back to talk to you about the Daniel fast.
This January, Center Church will be doing our annual Daniel fast. Start the year with a fresh diet and a fresh chapter with the Lord. The Daniel fast is a partial fast that consists of only fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and water, and lasts for 21 days. That means we set aside foods such as meat, dairy, sugar, refined grains, leavening agents, solid fats, caffeine, and alcohol as a sacrifice and an act of worship. This is a great opportunity for making us especially receptive to what God wants us to hear. Join us from January 1st to the 21st and see what God has in store for you. Scan the QR code for text updates and more information.
I encourage you, when you get a chance, make sure that you scan that QR code. I'm going to put it on all the social media platforms today so you'll be able to see it. And register for the text message updates. We want to make sure that we stay in communication with you about Daniel Fast. In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, in the beginning, of course, the verse 1, but I'm going to pick up at verse 2. Daniel needed to hear a word from the Lord. He needed directions from God. And so the Bible says that, says something very significant here. And this is where we get the Daniel fast. He says right here in verse 2, and it says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. It's 21 days. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Let me explain that. Very short passage. I'll tell you what happened here in a little bit. But a very short passage, what does it say? He was mourning for 3 full weeks. 3 full weeks, he was focusing on going before God, believing believing for an answer of the Lord. He had gone to the Lord and had a request in chapter 9. And then he fasted 21 days. He needed to hear an answer. And what he fasted was he ate no pleasant food, no meat, no wine at all. No pleasant food, no meat, and no wine. So where do you get the recipes of what to eat and what not to eat? Daniel shows in the book of Daniel, once again, chapter 1, of how he fasted and how he ate. And there was a story here where the King Nebuchadnezzar wanted Daniel and all of those that were in his house to eat and drink just like him. And so he made this statement here. Watch this. He made this statement that he did not want to eat any that they had put out for him. Let me find it here. He said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he had drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and goodwill of the chiefs of the eunuchs. And the chief of eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why would he see your faces looking worse than the young men who were of age? This chief eunuch was concerned that Daniel was going to make him look bad. And Daniel made this statement. He says, so Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, he says, please test your servants for 10 days. And let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. And let our appearance be examined before you and the appearance of the young men who ate the portions of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servant. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. So what did he do? He stayed away from all pleasant foods. He stayed away from all of the king's table, which was meat, bread, sweets. Stayed completely away from me. He, any sweets that he had was fruits and vegetables. That's what he had. Drank water. And that's what the Daniel fast is. No pleasant foods. No breads, no pastries, no wine, no alcohol. Stay away from all that. And only fruits and vegetables and grain, nuts. Items that are living food. So he consecrated with them in this manner and tested them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, verse 15 of chapter 1 of Daniel, at the end of the 10 days, features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portions of the king's delicacies. Isn't that powerful? They looked better. They acted better. They felt better. Thus, the steward took away their portions of delicacies and the wine that they had drank and gave them vegetables. Those are to all of the other servants. He made all the servants eat the way Daniel was eating. As for these 4 young men, God gave them, watch this, this is what the Lord's going to give you at the end of the Daniel fast. God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Isn't that powerful? God is going to give you favor to be able to do abundantly above more you can ever ask or think if you do the Daniel fast. You watch what the Lord will do. Once again, the Daniel fast is in Daniel chapter 10. And in verse 2, it says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant foods, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled, 21 days. When 21 days were over, then he did it. Now on the 24th day, let's watch what happened now. So we saw what happened in 10 days. In 10 days, God gave wisdom. I'm going to tell you something. When I fast and I pray and I go before God, it takes the first 3 days as the hardest days. Then 10 days, it's so easy. After 10 days, I begin to realize, I think I could live like this. God begins to speak to me. I get wisdom and insight and understanding like never before, like never before. And still a challenge. This next 12 days is still a challenge. But at the end of the 21 days, I'm able to be strong. I look different. I act different. I'm more fit. The fat levels have gone down. My brain is no longer cloudy. I didn't even know my brain is cloudy, but my brain was cloudy. And I found myself before the Lord, rich in tender mercies and insight, revelations of the word like never before. And then the Lord speaks to you after 21 days. Watch what happens. It says, now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was on the side of the river that is in Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with the gold of Ophaz. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is the word of God. His body was like beryl, and his face was like the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like torches of fire. His arms and feet were like burnished bronze in color. Somebody says, how could this be Jesus? Daniel, the Old Testament. Hey, in the supernatural, there's no time nor space. There's instantaneous here and now. That's all there is. And we find this very same appearance in the book of Revelation. When you read the book of Revelation, when John saw Jesus in chapter 1, the exact same appearance. Eyes of fire, legs of bronze, and like rivers of water coming out of his mouth. It says, and the sound of his words were like the voice of a multitude. Verse 6 of the book of Daniel. Look at verse 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, because he was the only one fasting for 21 days. But a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled and hid themselves. It's what happens when you don't fast for 21 days and others around you don't quite see as clear as they. And when they begin to hear God, you don't understand what they're saying. You don't understand what they heard or what they saw of God, because they walked the journey. You did it. That's okay. But I encourage you, you can walk this journey. Therefore, I was left alone, and I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor turned to frailty. My vision turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yes, I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sounds of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Same thing happened in the book of Revelation to John. John, when he heard Jesus talking, he fell down on his face with no strength, like he fell asleep. He passed out. That's what he's saying here. And then verse 10, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. They were laying down. He was, I don't want to shake the camera too bad, but he was on his hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you. Stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking these words to me, I stood trembling, shaking before God. The physical appearance of someone being touched by the hand of God. What would that look like? He said, do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, that's the very first day of the 21-day fast, and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. for I had been left, I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. When you fast, there is a supernatural spiritual warfare that takes place. It takes place in the supernatural. Angelic beings, that's Michael, begins to declare war to release the answer that God has sent to you. God sends an answer immediately, but the devil tries the best that he can to try to hold back, that word from you receiving that word or that direction or that gift or that miracle or that blessing. But you have to be faithful at 21 days. Don't give up. Imagine what happened if Daniel at the 12th day or the second day or the 13th day or the 20th day quit. What would happen? Because he said this war took place for 21 days. The day that you set your heart, I was released, but I was held for 21 days. And the angel came to help me 21 days and freed me up from the kings on the 21st day. And I came to be with you. So the vision refers to many days yet to come. And then he begins to talk to him about a vision that's just powerful. But my question to you is, what is the vision that God has for you? He's going to make it manifested through 21 days of prayer and fasting. So I want to encourage you this Monday morning, we begin midnight at the strike of midnight. You're going to see on King Jesus Television Network. We're going to be bringing in the New Year's from 11 to 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, we bring in the New Year's, a special show that we're going to have. It's all a TV show. And then we're going to have a countdown. And then at 12 o'clock, the clock strikes 12. It is now January 1st, 2024, and we shall begin. Leading up to that time, I'm going to eat and be festive. I'm going to have turkey. I'm going to have potato salad. I'm going to have whatever. And then right at midnight, I go before God and I ask him to be with me. I ask him to strengthen. I ask him for his word, for his miracle. I pray for my life and my family, my children, my grandchildren. I pray for them. I pray for my mom, my brothers, my sister. I pray for all my family, cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody. I'll ask God to be with them. And then I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. And then for 21 days, I go about my business. But I stay away from eating certain foods. I eat fruits, vegetables, grain, and nuts. Fruits, vegetables, grain, and nuts. And there's a lot of people that say, I don't understand how to eat like this. This is why we created the Daniel Fast text message. It's only for those that register. So if you want to get information directly on your phone, recipes and where to eat and how to eat, maybe scripture encouragements or prayer. I've created a board, a text board that you can register on and you can become part of that information, that quick information that I'm going to send only to those on that number. I'm going to send you a text and make it available to you to be able to follow along for 21 days. It's going to be fantastic. I want you to watch this brief video. It's less than a minute long. And at the very
this end, January, Center Church will be doing our annual Daniel Fast. Start the year with a fresh diet and a fresh chapter with the Lord. The Daniel Fast is a partial fast that consists of only fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and water and lasts for 21 days. That means we set aside foods such as meat, dairy, sugar, refined grains, leavening agents, solid fats, caffeine, and alcohol as a sacrifice and an act of worship. This is a great opportunity for making us especially receptive to what God wants us to hear. Join us from January 1st to the 21st and see what God has in store for you. Scan the QR code for text updates and more information.
There you go. 21 days Daniel Fast. I'm going to put that QR code on my social media page. You'll see it there in a little bit. I'm also going to put it up on the banner so you can click on that QR code. Or I'm going to put the link that you can click to. All I'm asking for is your name, your email address, and your cell phone number. Those three items. Your name, your email address, and your cell phone number. And I'm going to send you information about the Daniel Fast. What does the Daniel Fast mean? and how you'll be blessed. I'm going to give you words of encouragement every day for 21 days. After 21 days, that's it. Those text messages are going to stop unless if you register for something else. And we'll give you a chance to be able to do that. Okay? All right, guys. I love you all so much. I welcomed you. I invited you over. Good morning. I gave you a word of encouragement, some updates. I prayed for you. Gave you a message. And I guess that's it. I guess I'm done. I guess the only thing to say is, hey, go take on the day. Remember, Jesus loves you. So do I. God bless you.